Well, Dr. Faverio from Italy, and including data from two ILD referral hospitals, included 1,107 patients with non-IPF ILD, and they found 245 presenting fibrotic ILD, and 75% with a progressive phenotype. And they analyzed the data related to the clinical features, including the drug that the patient received. And most drugs received were oral corticosteroids and immunosuppressive treatment. The authors found that around 35% of the patients presented some adverse event associated with these two types of medications. And during the follow-up of 2 years, 25% died. So these are data similar to those data published 10 years ago for IPF. So again, the clinical features of these progressive fibrotic ILD patients are quite similar to those patients with IPF, and probably the therapeutical management will be similar to IPF and not to the entities that originally they are coming from. These two studies are coming from France and presented by Dr. Nassen from the group of Lyon. Although both are related to the PROGRESS National Study, the first one was focused on the data from 617 fibrotic non-IPF ILD patients from the French Rare Lung Disease Reference Center in Lyon, a single-center study. And they found that 165 patients, which represents 25% of all included fibrotic ILDs, showed progressive phenotype. The most predominant entities were autoimmune ILDs or unclassifiable ILDs, followed by chronic HP and other idiopathic interstitial pneumonias. The overall survival of PF-ILD at the 3 years was around 80%, and the mortality was associated to the relative FVC decline at baseline higher than 10%. Therefore, we can use this value of the decline of FVC around 10% for identifying those cases with lung fibrosis different from IPF, from other types of fibrotic ILDs that are progressing, and we can act on them with the best treatment. The other value related or associated with the progression of the disease were the type of entity, and those unclassifiable ILD cases, idiopathic interstitial pneumonia, and chronic or fibrotic HP cases had higher probability of progressing in the follow-up. So keep an eye or keep the attention in this type of fibrotic ILDs especially. This was a very interesting e-poster presented by Dr. Laia Moreno, evaluating the relatives of sporadic IPF cases, especially looking for family aggregation through the medical history, the pulmonary functional test, the 6-minute walking test, and the high-resolution CT scan that were performed in all them. And a total of 164 relatives from 94 IPF cases were evaluated, and a total of 30 cases were identified as familial pulmonary fibrosis, when initially were identified as sporadic ones. Up to 50% were new ILD diagnoses in siblings and 5% in descendants. Therefore, the complete study of relatives of the same generation as IPF patients could be useful for the ILD screening or for identifying early ILD. Until now, only asymptomatic relatives from IPF patients with family aggregation were offered for a screening evaluation, and not in all the centers. After this study, in line with the recent published data from Dr. Hoeningeke, This arises the question about should we perform screening in the first degree relatives from all sporadic and familial forms of IPF cases? This is something that we have to investigate more in depth, but definitely with this data in the table, we need to think at least about the potential cases in the first degree relatives, especially in siblings.